looking like maybe their temper is starting to flare up or looking like they might start becoming a little more aggressive. And with that, then how to remove yourself from that. The second part of the training is what do you do if physical contact is made? How do you ensure safety to self? For instance, what techniques are involved if to grabbed by the arm, grabbed by the hair, if someone's biting you? So each one of these, the safe training that we provide, does provide resource for staff on how to escape or how to prevent further injury.